Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Pirkei Avos. We're up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Dalit. Rabbi Elazar Omer, have a shakud lomal tor v'dam ma'ashetash of lapikores. Person should have a sense of hasmada in their learning, and they should know how to answer an apikores. You should know Torah so well that if an apikores were to challenge you, you should be able to respond. It's important to note that most often apikoresim will challenge you from psukim in Nach, so a person is supposed to know what those psukim really mean in order to be able to respond properly. You should know who you're working for. And the guy who employs you, the big guy upstairs, you can trust is going to pay you for your work. Meaning you should realize that your boss is the Ribono Shel Olam. I remember when I was teaching in DRS High School, Rabbi Kamenetsky used to say every once in a while in a meeting, he would say, remember, you don't work for me, you don't work for the board of hell, you work for the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's how all our decisions are made. What does the Ribono Shel Olam want from us? And that's the way a person is supposed to live their life in general. Mishnah Tezvav, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Hayom Katzar V'Amlachem Ruba. The day is short and there's so much that needs to get done. V'apal L'matzelim, and people are lazy. V'asachar Harbe, but the reward for good work is really good. V'alabayis Tochek, and the Balabayis is pressuring us to get the job done. Hashem wants us to utilize every single moment of every single day, and we're lazy about doing that, but we really should be considering how much there is to get done and how short life is. You know, and there's a big Torah out there that a person is supposed to master. There are a lot of mitzvahs out there that a person is supposed to do. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yadal, we said that Rabbi Lazar taught that a person should learn with Asmada and should be able to know how to respond to an apikores and to realize that his ultimate employer is the Ribono Shel Olam. And then in Mishnah Tezvav we said that Rabbi Tarfon taught that there's a lot of work to be done in a short amount of time, so we should overcome our laziness and appreciate that Hashem will pay us handsomely and he's trustworthy to pay us for our good work that we do. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes Zayin.